Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Hi, everyone. To start our monthly meeting, I have exciting news about the company. We've been expanding so much in the past couple of years that it's come time to open a second office location. We've chosen Los Angeles. There's an exciting opportunity that comes along with this. We'll need a manager to help oversee the new office. I would prefer to promote one of you for this role. If you'd like to learn about the responsibilities of the position, please stick around after this meeting. I'll discuss what the position will entail so you can decide if you want to apply.
Number 71. What news does the speaker provide about the company? Number 72. According to the speaker, what do the listeners have the opportunity to do? Number 73. What does the speaker suggest some listeners do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
Good morning, everyone. I called this staff meeting because there's going to be a film festival in town at the beginning of next month, and over 5,000 people, including many actors and actresses, will be attending it. Since the hotel is so close to the convention center, all of our standard rooms and suites have already been booked. This is great for business, but it does mean there'll be more work for us to do than usual. So if you could work extra hours during the dates of the festival, I'd really appreciate it.
Number 74. According to the speaker, what type of event will take place next month? Number 75. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 76. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following broadcast.
In local news, Mayor Travers reported today that the city's neighborhood gardening program has been a huge success. Through the program, the city donates flower seeds and other supplies to residents to plant gardens in vacant lots in their neighborhoods. Mayor Travers said he was pleased by the enthusiastic response to the initiative by residents all around the city. To celebrate the success, there will be a photo exhibit at City Hall next month. This will be an opportunity to see pictures of the gardens and of the proud residents who created them.
Number 77. What is the main topic of the broadcast? Number 78. What have the participants received? Number 79. What will take place at City Hall next month? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Ms. Yamada. This is Miriam from Slate Vacation Rentals. I'm calling about the beach house that you reserved for the week of March 29th. I apologize, but we've realized that there was an error in our booking system. The beach house isn't available at that time. Instead, I'd like to put you in another house, even closer to the beach. Take a look at the pictures I've sent you by email. This place is more expensive, but we'd rent it to you for the same price as your original booking. Now, I'm currently holding this property open for you, but it is very popular. As always, you can reach me at my office number.
Number 80. What is the speaker calling about? Number 81. What did the speaker send to the listener? Number 82. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"It is very popular"?
Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following broadcast.
This is Weirdest Work, a weekly radio program about unusual occupations. This morning, we'll be talking to Mario Santos, a local beekeeper. He has been keeping bees for several decades, and he's now sharing that knowledge through his new book, The Importance of Bees. On today's show, Mario will be talking about the impact these insects have on the agricultural industry. He'll also be talking more on this subject tonight at the Besson Library during a lecture that's free and open to the public. Mario, welcome to our program.
Number 83. What is the purpose of the radio program? Number 84. What has Mario Santos recently done? Number 85. What does the speaker say will take place tonight? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Hello everyone, I'm Sanjeev Yadav from Colby Tech Services. Your head librarian, Ms. Wilson, invited me here to speak with you. As you know, the library is converting its older books and journals to digital format to preserve them for future use. I'll be showing you how to scan the materials to store them electronically. We'll be using a scanner with a V-shaped cradle, which allows us to digitize a book without having to open it fully so it doesn't get damaged. Now, I believe you'll only be working on the historical archive collection today, but you should speak with Ms. Wilson. Okay, please watch while I demonstrate the process.
Number 86. Where do the listeners most likely work? Number 87. What project will the listeners be working on today? Number 88. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"You should speak with Ms. Wilson"?
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Good afternoon. First on the agenda is our process for communicating repair requests to you. In the past, tenants in the apartment building called our office to report maintenance problems, and then we called one of you to make the repair. Now, tenants will be able to report any maintenance problem using a mobile application. Then, if you're the person on duty, you'll receive a message from the app with the apartment number, contact number, and description of the problem or needed repair. I'm just waiting for management to approve my suggested timeline for this process. Once I have that, we'll implement the change.
Number 89. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 90. According to the speaker, how will problems be reported? Number 91. What does the speaker say she is waiting for? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Welcome to the annual investors meeting of Presta Clothing Manufacturers. We invited you here today to present our vision for the next stage of growth for the company. Recently, demand levels have surpassed our production capabilities. For instance, you all know our most popular line of blue jeans. Well, there's currently a 3-month back order. So that we don't lose sales, we're asking for an increase in your financial support. That money would be used to purchase new manufacturing equipment. A little later, we'll have a tour of the factory floor. At the end of the tour, our general manager will give a short presentation about the specific equipment changes we're proposing.
Number 92. Where does the speaker work? Number 93. Why does the speaker say,
"There's currently a 3-month back order"?
Number 94. What will happen after the tour? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and sign.
Hello, Ms. Lee. This is Alexander Burrows calling from First Hand Report News. I'm calling about our interview to discuss your new book. We're scheduled to meet tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at Kondo's Cafe. Well, I just passed the cafe and I saw a sign in the window saying that it doesn't open until 10 o'clock. I'm afraid we'll need to find another place to meet. Please call me back at 555-0152 so we can arrange a new meeting location. And thank you for agreeing to this interview.
Number 95. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which day is the appointment scheduled for? Number 97. What does the speaker say they will need to do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and map.
Hello, this is Mario Mikhailov returning your call. I'm the representative from Vadim Investors who will be touring your business's campus next Monday. I'm sorry that it's taken so long for me to confirm my visit, but I've been on a long work trip and haven't had a chance to call back until now. But I'm really looking forward to learning more about the cosmetics your company develops, especially the line of eco-friendly eyeshadows and lipsticks. Now, let's see. According to the agenda you sent, the tour will begin in the research building. So, I'll see you there.
Number 98. Why does the man apologize? Number 99. What type of products does the listener's company develop? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Where will the tour begin?